The views and opinions expressed by John and DJ do not reflect those of any intelligent or rational human being and are solely the property of the Brightside Chat.
This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show!
Good morning, comic book fans. It's Saturday morning. It's time for the Brightside Chat. Saturday morning cartoons. How we doing, John?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. Up nice and early. Got my paper route done.
All right.
Ready to sit down with my bowl of cereal. I got Captain Crunch going today. What do you got?
Captain Crunch. That sounds good. I went healthy today. I've got Honey Nut Cheerios.
Oh. The unhealthier of the two. I think that one actually has more sugar.
Than
Cheerios.
Than Captain Crunch. Oh. Than Captain Crunch. I don't know about that. Well, I mean, I'm not going crazy. I'm not a Nazi. You
know? Well, I'm enjoying this cereal. I don't know if you heard me talk about it.
I did.
Yeah. So I really am enjoying this cereal. Things aren't going well. I think my scale's broken, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's not reading right.
It's got to be it.
I think that's affecting a lot of people, like you said in the last podcast.
Yeah.
On Thursday. So, all right, this morning, what do we got? What do we got? What's the title of this one?
Sunfire.
Sunfire.
So we have Starfire. No, we have Firestar. Starfire is DC. So never mind. I was just saying we have Starfire and Sunfire.
Yeah. So we're going to be firing up Sunfire, Season 1, Episode 3, Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends. You ready?
I'm ready.
Ready to hit play in 3, 2, 1. And we're off.
We are.
And there it goes.
Dun, 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 dun.
That's it. Just sing along. There we go.
Okay. I'll do something because I have to say,
I know.
These are not nearly as fun to listen to if you're not watching along.
Still love the open. One of these times, I'm going to watch one of these ahead of time so I can actually set up some jokes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm coming
so
into
So what's the fun in that?
I know. That's true.
You got to come in cold.
Oh, we're good at that. Speaking of which, yeah. Smash.
Like Iceman. Yep. Yep. See? That's how you joke.
There
you don't have,
you
to, you don't have to pre-plan anything.
Nope.
I didn't say they were going to be good jokes.
Yeah. Oh, there's your title.
Sunfire, 1981.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, that was like a really close-up eyeball there.
Where are they? They aren't in their apartment, are they?
No, they got to be at ESU.
Yeah. They haven't moved the telescope, but yet they're still dead center.
Yeah. Okay, so.
That's cool.
Where are they?
Their apartment. I'm telling you, that's their apartment.
Because like, if they're at ESU, yeah. If they were at the school, they wouldn't have a built-in secret passage.
No. Xavier must have given them a little of assistance here. Some money for all
now
their stuff.
That rock is really excited that Starfire showed up there. Firestar showed up there.
Yeah.
There was a lot of innuendo there.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Her beauty means nothing.
We need her power.
Reminds me of one of the Wolverine movies.
I know.
So did they just happen to have a camera running and they watched Firestar?
I Were guess maybe she maybe she made the news. I don't know. Sunfire, but he changes with the same sound effects. So.
Yeah. I was like, that's your wheelhouse, John. Come on, what a coincidence.
Yeah.
They happen to be watching right when they need.
Well, yeah, this is a 20-minute 80s cartoon, so they don't have a lot of time for setup.
Oh, all right. You're giving them the leeway.
I'll give them a pass. It's not a $250 million movie, you know. This is made for, you know, a ham sandwich and a piece of gum.
Pepper can't find anything in the garage on her own. We need best story. That's right. How weak is his throw?
Yeah, so the actress just passed away. Did you see that this week?
Mm-mm.
The actress that voiced Aunt May on this show passed away a couple days ago.
Really?
She was like 94 or something. She was also in Yogi Bear. She played Yogi Bear's girlfriend, which I don't remember him ever having a girlfriend, but it was like Cindy Bear or something like that.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, was it Cindy?
I don't remember.
I remember the girlfriend.
But she did the voice of
I wouldn't have if you hadn't said anything, but.
Yeah.
Wow. Why wasn't that in our news?
I don't know. We don't usually do
that. We're looking for content, yeah. John.
We don't usually do the death announcements. We're the bright side.
Yeah, that's true. Really?
There's something familiar about him. That's like racially. Is that like a racial comment?
Yeah. How would he know him?
Right.
Look a lot like lightsabers.
Yeah. When they look like battle droids. A priceless work of art.
Yeah.
Oh, Bobby. And, like, why? Why is the helicopter in trouble? Like, what? There's nothing there. Like, what's happening to it?
Yeah, exactly. Helicopter's just shivering? I don't know what's it doing.
Yeah. It has to have something to do with the sonic swords, but I can't imagine what. What would any of her heat power do to help that situation? I'm not sure what she's doing there, heating up the underside of the...
I don't know. Maybe hot air makes it right. I don't know. I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
So you shoot the rotors and it gets them going.
Yeah, I don't really understand that whole situation that just happened there.
No. Oh, he knows him. Why does Bobby know him?
Yeah. I don't know.
We're only like 7 minutes into this and I'm confused.
Yeah. I don't really know what's going on.
This Spider-Man and his Amazing Friends episode has me confused.
I
How does Bobby?
How are you putting that? Yeah, I know. How are you putting that together?
He's not the bright. He's the dimmest of the three, and not, they're not dim, but he's an idiot.
Right.
Now, all right, so Bobby's facto. Back.
Yeah, I was going to say, he can figure out that this guy is Sunfire, but
right.
Doesn't know what kind of dog he has.
Jeez. Itchy Bum Electronics?
Itchy Bon.
Oh.
What is now, he doesn't know that she's Starfire.
Firestar.
Firestar. So, he's just macking on both girls, I guess, right? Oh, he does know.
No, they don't.
Oh, no, no.
They just said, he's like, why are you wasting, you should be looking for her. Why are you taking this, like, this trivial date?
No, he said, don't touch anything.
And she goes over and touches the first thing that she sees.
The first thing she does.
The only thing there. Well, that's going to be on camera.
Yeah, clearly not concerned for her secret identity at all, because...
Well, we've said that, like, the way they change so fast. This, see, John, this is what happens when relationships start in a lie. They're not going to make it. They're yep. lying to each other. Yep. He's what? This is why everybody knows who he is except for her now.
Right. And he doesn't know where she is, but just happens to be right outside her apartment building.
Right. Where
he's, you know.
Goes on a date with her.
They have a lot of trouble keeping vehicles in the air, I've noticed, too, because
it was the,
this
80s,
is the second in two days. Planes are crashing, helicopters are crashing.
I want to know what's in all those, behind all those walls and everything. They have a huge warehouse that just walk around hallways. Why did they go stand in there?
Yeah.
Like a hut?
I don't know. Why is the hut even there?
I know. Ooh, little Evel Knievel stunt going on? Yep.
He's not going to make it either, because he won't be able to keep his vehicle in the air. Look at that. So,
you know, when I was a kid, I went off a lot of jumps on my bike. I never once stayed seated while jumping.
Yeah.
Got to imagine that would hurt. Perfect formation.
Like, why is he even attacking them? They're not doing anything.
Well,
they're just walking around the warehouse.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, why does he even care? The uncle there.
Oh, well.
Like, they're not doing anything.
He's trying to capture them.
But why?
I don't know.
That's unclear.
There's a lot unclear in this one.
And... You know, they're clearly the same robots that were just at the... Well, I guess they know where they are, but...
They know who he is. That's how they ended up there. That's his warehouse.
He He just did ask.
You know what's funny is that, you know what the other thing is? They both like each other, but they both like the other version of themselves too. So they're both cheating on each other as far as they're concerned. they're dating two people.
With themselves.
Right. It's like they don't know it, but.
Well, it was like in Batman Returns when Bruce and Selina were dating and Batman and Catwoman were dating.
Yeah.
It's like.
Exactly. How about, like, it is only a 20-minute episode. They didn't have time to come up with a nice name for those, the Sonic Sabers or whatever they are.
Oh, yeah.
Just told them, turn off the sticks. Like, that's all they could say. They're sticks. Just turn them off. I suppose if George Lucas wasn't as creative, they would have been light sticks.
Yeah. I don't know.
Do we know what everything is yet?
That's what I'm saying. I'm really confused. Like, I don't understand anybody's motivations at all in this episode. Like, I don't really know what's happening.
Here's the big reveal.
That's why.
Don't know. We don't know why. I want to fight your uncle.
I want to fight him because he's old.
The never-ending battle between heat and cold.
Yeah, it's like it's a stalemate. So
yeah. Oh, tiptoeing. What does he have? Oh, his little. Oh,
what's he got there? Oh, his little device,
the sonic transducer thing that incapacitates him.
Yeah.
When they're writing this episode, they're like, all right, we're pitching this to them. Like, this is our episode. Well, okay, what's the goal? No idea.
Yeah.
We're just going to have these guys fight. Why? I don't know yet. Oh, they want
don't have
power,
any other questions to ask there.
Yeah.
Like, let's just, okay, let's do it.
She's in love, John. Uh-oh. I'm sensing a shift here.
Yep.
He tricked her.
And now you just, yep.
Ooh! That's the creature from the open.
Oh, from the, yeah.
Here we go. I guess he's not gonna.
Yep. Maniacal supervillain laugh.
Yep. Happens to have his handy fire remote hand right there.
Yeah.
Firestar. Did she pass out?
I guess.
I didn't see her pass out, but she's laying across that robot like, I'm done. Oh.
Good with wielding the fire
that
stick.
Sonic saber like a Anakin.
Oh, I think we know how this is going to end. We've seen them in the open.
Are they going to answer the? Are they going to answer the question? How you freeze fire?
Yeah, cool and fresh, cola bola.
So he must be a thing. He's not just not fire, because fire wouldn't crush anything.
Yeah, he's got mass.
All right, let's try.
If it doesn't kill you first. All's forgiven, I guess, just because he got
They're
tricked.
Holding hands.
Yeah.
I didn't know my uncle was mad when he told me to teach.
We were
going to
make a giant fire monster.
Your powers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oop. Where'd that come from? Oh, okay.
Who swung the sword at him?
That's apparently the robots are on
the guy's
own
back?
Now. No.
That's the uncle that was down there in the corner.
Oh, I didn't see. I just saw robots. I didn't see him.
But the uncle's flying somewhere through town.
He's got his own, Green Goblin suit on. Flying wings or something.
How does it work? It's, already activated in your hand. You just use it like a sword.
Oh, he found the trigger to make it shoot. Coat the floor. I don't remember that from Karate Kid.
Coat the floor with ice. I have an idea. They were already frozen in a block of ice. That wasn't good enough.
Oh, he's going to short circuit them. Ah, see? I see what Spidey's doing. Ooh, it's quite the explosion.
Yeah. Still don't know what they drew the uncle into that beginning scene there.
Yeah.
He's got his Atari 2600 joystick, and he's just flying around.
I know. Nope, the suspense is killing us. Oh, here we go.
Go for it.
Spider-Man looks like he just robbed a snowbank. They thought that might work?
Yeah, what's happening
there? I think
he's
a distraction. I hope.
yeah, I guess. Are they creating a tsunami or something?
I don't know what they're doing. A fire tornado? Ooh, a tornado. Two tornadoes full of water. They're draining the ocean.
Like the whole, Hudson Bay or wherever they're in New York,
ocean.
Right? Yeah.
How's that staying up?
What's the purpose of it?
I don't know. The suspense is killing me. This has been the best so far. We're lost.
It's been the most nonsensical so far because I don't really know what's going on.
Jeez.
I don't know how he was created from a plasma reactor anyways, but...
He looks kind of cuddly in that full shot. He looks like...
Yeah, it's like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Yeah.
Oh, now they're going to thaw out the ocean?
Pants.
Well, there's the rest of the ocean. Didn't get dried up, I guess.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Splashing away. Help him, he can't swim.
Oh, no.
Isn't he the one they froze in the open? Or was that somebody else?
I thought it was the same one, but...
I thought it was him, too.
Any... I don't... Yeah. I guess they didn't want to spoil the season, so they threw in some misdirection.
Well, they got me. Oh, boy. Ooh. I think that's a bit much for Saturday morning cartoons.
I know. Because she fell in love with this guy in one day.
Right. Who almost killed her.
Yeah. A platter of Chinese takeout.
Ah, another big reveal. Pizza. And there it is.
Okay.
All righty.
I think we spent more time scratching our heads than we did commenting on the show, but...
Yeah. But,
That was a little confusing. Yeah,
it was. Hopefully next week's clears it up, because, they are all linked.
Next week, to foreshadow, is Swarm. Season 1, episode 4.
Do you remember that one? I remember that one. No. Swarm. Yeah.
I don't remember any of these. Now that I'm watching them again.
I honestly didn't remember that one. I know a few weeks we start getting into their origin stories. Those are my favorites.
Yeah.
The origin ones.
Okay.
All right. You got anything else?
No. I don't. I watched the whole thing. I still don't really understand it, but.
Oh, do you want to have an after show discussion?
No, that's all right.
John, what confused you the most?
Yeah. All of it.
All of it.
I don't understand anybody's motivation there at all.
Like, there was none.
Yeah. There was no plot either. Like, really, when it got down to it, they were just walking through town. Like, what was the plan? Just to
I don't know.
Walk through town and crush cars? And how is that taking over mankind?
I don't know. I don't know how you take something over by destroying it. Doesn't really take it over.
I don't either. And I don't understand how come none of that could have happened in Japan. Like, I don't know why they were trying to take over New York City.
Nice, John. You don't get what they do. Just do it over in Japan.
Well, no, but I'm just saying, like, I don't understand why they came over here to do that.
Well, because Spider-Man and his amazing friends wouldn't have been in Japan.
I guess.
So there's a whole other backstory.
Oh, I guess
they needed Japan. Yeah.
He needed Firestar. Did I say that right?
Yes, you got that right. Okay. Yeah, he needed her, but why? Like, what?
Why, right? We still don't know why.
We still don't know why. And here's the... Hey, how do you like this for a pun? Here's the burning question we're left with.
Nice.
Do Firestar and...
Sunfire?
Do they know their alter egos yet?
No, I don't think so.
So they could still be dating and they don't even know it.
Yeah, but he's going back to Japan. And then the other guy is just going to disappear too at the same time.
Right.
Nobody will figure out why they can't ever be in the same room together.
I got to imagine Bobby and Peter are going to tell her.
Yeah.
Like, you do know you were dating two guys at once, but it was still the same guy.
Yeah. Well, and so was he, so.
Yeah, but he doesn't have anybody to tell him.
That's true.
Because his uncle was as in the dark as he was.
And crazy, apparently.
Yeah.
But there's a cure for that.
This episode has been the best episode so far. We're still discussing it. We're baffled.
That's true.
It did everything you want out of a Saturday morning cartoon. But I never had this opportunity to talk about this after the fact.
No, we did not.
All right. That'll do it for Saturday morning cartoons. We will be back next week with, what did you say the title was?
Swarm. Yes.
Swarm. That's a good one. All right. I will be back tomorrow morning. John and I will be back on Monday with a
surprise.
Well, it's still a surprise. There we go. So. All right. We'll see you then. Have a great Saturday. Take it easy.
Take care.
Hey, Fred. Thanks for listening to the Bright Side Chat. We have a few sponsors who we'd like to mention. Arkham Comics and Games of Pearland, Texas. You can find them at arkhamcomicsandgames.com, one word. A. Pennyworth's Comics and Collectibles in Matthews, North Carolina. You can find them at apennyworthscomics.com. Apothesis Comics and Lounge in St. Louis, Missouri. You can find them at apothesiscomicsstl.com. Friendly Neighborhood Comics of Bellingham, Mass. You can find them at friendlycomics.com. Legends Comics and Games of Littleton, Mass. You can find them at legendscomics.com, comics with an X. And also Rubber Chicken Comics of Bellingham, Mass. And you can find them at rubberchickencomics.com. So what's cool is all of our sponsors have agreed to give our listeners a 10% discount on any comics we talk about in our podcast. So if you hear it in our podcast, just go into any of the stores that we've mentioned and tell them you listen to the Bright Side Chat and you heard about this comic there, and they will give you a 10% discount on any of those books. Hopefully you guys can take advantage of that, and thank you to all of our sponsors. This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.